Welcome to the PapaCast on the links. Now here's your host, Bob Papa.
Welcome to another edition of the PapaCast, and we are here in Hawaii, and it doesn't get any better than this. We're joined by U.S. Ryder Cup captain Davis Love III. And Davis, let's first talk about this event, Mitsubishi Electric Championship, Hualalai Four Seasons. Does it get any better than this to start a season off?
No. Some of the best advice I got from Corey Pavin, the 2010 Ryder Cup captain, was don't tell anybody about our Hualalai event on the regular tour because we don't want them stealing it. So I'm glad now that I'm 50 years old, I can play in this event. Glad that Mitsubishi's given me exemption the last 2 years to play. So great way to start off the year.
Coverage on Golf Channel from 7 to 10 Eastern on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 2008, you went on the PGA Tour. Then last summer, you win at Wyndham. Did you think it would come again?
Well, I thought it would come a lot faster than the last two or three wins have come very far apart and slow. But I've had some injuries, and I'm getting older, obviously, so you got to slow down at some point. But, yeah, I felt like I could still win. I've been hitting the ball well enough. I'm still even, whatever, eight or nine tournaments into this season, I'm still right up there in total driving, ball striking. I'm doing fine. I just got to get the ball in the hole. But I've said all along, if I putted well enough to win on the Champions Tour, I could win on the regular tour. So I proved that. If I putt well on the regular tour, I can still be competitive.
Did you get a good signal from your body when you came back last year off injury in Champions Tour event, Principal Charity Classic? You were right in the mix, right down to the last couple of holes. Was that an encouraging sign for you where you knew that it was just a matter of time?
Yeah, I had a big foot surgery. I was out for 3 months, and to come right back and get into, you know, playing mode and hit the ball well and compete, I knew I could get back into it. And again, if I'd have hit a few more good shots, made a few putts there, I could have been right there with a chance to win. So that's the way my year was after that. If I putted well, I had a chance to win. It gave me confidence. Got into the playoffs, you know, for the first time in a while, and now I'm back in some of the bigger tournaments, the Players, the Masters, World Golf Championships. So this year is going to be a great year for me coming off of a big surgery last year.
How difficult, though, is it for you, because your game is where it's at, and being captain of the Ryder Cup Hazeltine this year, to balance it all? It's a lot to ask.
Well, I've got a lot going on all the time. We've got a golf course design business. I'm getting ready to start my my fifth term as a PGA Tour board member. So I've got a lot on my plate. So that means I got to manage my time. I've got to hit balls when I get a chance. I've got to work out when I get a chance. And I can't do quite as much goofing around as I want to. I've only gotten 1 week of snowboarding in this winter, so I'm behind on that. But I'm ahead on Ryder Cup stuff. Tom Lehman, and now with Steve Stricker, Jim Furyk, and Tiger Woods helping me, we're ahead of the game this time. We're really working hard on planning for Ryder Cup. And I feel like I'm comfortable with where I am. Now I just got to get – only thing I got to work on is my putting. Everything else I've taken care of.
You know, you have an advantage here because of the way you played last year and winning at Wyndham and being in these big tournaments. You're going to get an opportunity now to play with guys when you have to make a decision. How valuable is that going to be for you?
Well, it's been great already this season. I started off my first tournament in Vegas. I played with Jimmy Walker and Ricky Fowler the first 2 days. You know, I've played a lot with the guys that are probably going to be on the team last week. And at Sony Open, I played with Brant Snedeker and Kevin Kisner. And I know Brant very well, but I got to watch him play and play well. I got to know Kevin better, watch what his game's all about. And being out here, when I go to the Players Championship, I'm not going to go as just a casual observer to watch some of my guys play. I'm going to be playing with them. When I go to the Masters, when I go to an Akron, to the Bridgestone, late in the season, I'm going to be able to be there for four rounds with the guys that are playing on the Ryder Cup team. So it's a great advantage for me, and you know, I'm blessed in my career to have a lot of great opportunities. This year is going to be another great opportunity for me.
What are some of the things that you look for or you'll be looking for in a player? Obviously, you're looking for guys that are hot, but this is a whole different pressure situation. You've played in six Ryder Cups, six President's Cups, so you know what team is all about. What are the intangibles that you want to see in a player that's going to help decide who you pick?
Well, this year what we want is guys that understand they're going to be under a lot of pressure. We've lost three in a row. We've got this new game plan that we're running. We want guys that are ready to be a part of a winning team. What we've seen from Justin Thomas, what we've seen from several of the guys is saying, I want to be on a winning Ryder Cup team. They're not saying I want to make the Ryder Cup team. I want to be on a winning Ryder Cup team. Jason Duffner saying, I'm going to play a lot of golf because one of my major goals is to be on a winning Ryder Cup team. That's what I want to hear. And Tom Lehman and I have already talked about, we're going to start early talking to these guys about practice rounds, about being a part of a team, have more dinners, more organization, more FaceTime with these guys, so we know who's really ready to be a part of it. Phil wanted to be on the President's Cup team in Korea. He wanted to play for Jay Haas. He was on a mission. That's why he was picked, and he played great. That's the kind of guy we want, with passion and excitement and confidence.
Do you worry so much about how guys feel about playing with each other, or is it, hey, look, we're all in this together, and what I feel are the best matchups, I'll take your input, but I've got to do what I feel is best?
Well, I think what we've done over the last few years is we've learned how to put groups of guys together. We might not say that, you know, Tiger's only going to play with Steve Stricker this time, but we're going to have a group of guys, Tiger, Steve, and maybe one other guy or two other guys. All right, you guys will be a group that will play together. Let's prepare the weeks or months before. Let's prepare the practice rounds at the Ryder Cup, where you know that, figure out the golf balls, figure out alternate shot. You guys are going to stay together throughout the matches. And that's what guys we found over the last 10 Ryder Cups, guys really like, is they like to know going in what's happening. You got to imagine, every week on the PGA Tour, I'm my own boss. I get to make all the decisions when I play my practice rounds, what time I get up in the morning, what I wear every day. Then we take them to the Ryder Cup, and they don't get to make those decisions anymore. They're on a schedule. Somebody else tells them who they're going to play with. So if we can get it more where they understand their role when they show up on Monday morning, then they'll be more comfortable and ready to go.
Is it asking a lot of the American players, because you have the Ryder Cup every 2 years, but then there's the President's Cup? That's a lot to ask for the guys to have to be in team format, whereas the Europeans, it's every 2 years. They don't have to do that.
Right. They may have less put on them year after year, but we also get a year to practice. So we learned a lot at the President's Cup. We love playing in these things. We love going, you know, Korea was a long way, but once we got there, we had a lot of fun. That group really bonded well, played well. Obviously the internationals played better than they had in the years past, but we still won. But I think we get to do it every year. The criticism from the fans and sometimes the media is that the Americans don't care. Well, we care too much. We try too hard at the Ryder Cup, and we get in our own way. So we're learning from the President's Cup, where we kind of relax and play, that we have to be prepared, but then we also have to just go play our game. And I think President's Cup, we've learned a lot over the last two or three. Freddie and Jay have done a great job with the last three, four Ryder or President's Cups, and that's going to translate for this team for the President's Cup.
How surprised were you that Tiger wanted to be involved? And what role do you see him having?
Well, he's competitive, and Phil's competitive, and they both want to be. And that's what the beauty of what the PGA of America, what Derek Sprague and Pete Bavakwa did, is they gave us a chance to have some input. So when you get Tiger Woods in the room with Raymond Floyd, with Phil Mickelson, and we put together a plan, everybody feels like they're more bought in. Now Tiger feels like he has a voice. Phil has a voice. Steve Stricker has a voice, and we can get things done. That's why there's this new excitement. We're not disappointed in the way things have gone the last four or five Ryder Cups. We're just excited about the future. And we've been given a chance to build a team for the next 10 Ryder Cups, and we're all excited about it, including Tiger.
What did you learn from your previous experience as captain? I know you did a lot of promotional work for it. I remember seeing you at the Giants. You're giving out Ryder Cup bags to Coach Coughlin and stuff like that. But what are some of the things that you've learned as captain, being as captain a second time?
I think the biggest thing I learned is, one, I've been through the process once. So all the stuff that goes along with it, the media, the sponsorships, the time constraints, I understand those and I can manage those better. But I'm going to be a better coach this time. I think I was not prepared. My group was not as prepared as we could have been to support the players. One of the things we keep saying over and over again is we're going to leave no stone unturned this time to be ready to answer questions or to lead or to prepare these guys. So we just learned our lesson the first time around. You don't get a second chance. And we learned that we were not relying on past experiences enough. I did not rely on Tom Kite or Ben Crenshaw or Ray Floyd or any of my past captains enough to help me be a better coach. So we're taking all those past experiences. We're looking to the future. We've got some guys that might be captains down the road, like Tiger Woods, that are going to help us out. So we're just a little bit more prepared. And I made a few mistakes last time. The guys have been very free and pointed that out to me. Phil and Tiger have been very honest. Here's some things we wish we could have done differently, not in just my Ryder Cup, but all the way back the last five Ryder Cups. Whether you win or lose, you always make mistakes. So hopefully we've corrected those and not going to let them happen again.
All right, your game, obviously, you mentioned the big events that you get to play in this year. How do you balance that with the Champions Tour schedule? Is it going to be very limited as far as what you can do out here?
It's going to be limited. One, because I had a goal that coming back from two surgeries over the last 4 years that I wanted to play my 30th season on the PGA Tour. So I'm well into that. I want to stay out here. I want to stay out as long as I can. VJ and I don't want to go. You know, we're happy where we are. If I honestly feel like I can't win on the PGA Tour anymore, I'm going to quit. I'm not just going to hang around just to hang around. I feel like there's going to be a few weeks during the year where I'm going to be competitive. I'd like to make the 125 again, make the playoffs again. Obviously, I'd like to make my own team, but, you know, you got to be realistic. I'd like to be able to compete. Obviously, my main goal now is Players Masters for the spring. If my body's worn down, if I'm not playing well, I can always jump to the Champions Tour later in the year. But like last year, I snuck in there at the last minute and had a chance in the playoffs, and that's what I'm looking for this year.
You know, physical fitness, we see Peyton Manning, he's in the AFC Championship game this weekend. Tom Brady's in the AFC Championship game. Quarterbacks are playing deeper. We see more and more guys. We've seen Freddie compete at the Masters year in and year out. You win as you turn 50. Talk about conditioning and how important it is for athletes to have longevity here.
Well, fitness is important. I've got a 22-year-old son playing college golf at Alabama, and I'm telling him, be ready, because you know your body's going to wear down a lot faster than you think. And I wish I had gotten into what I'm doing now when I was 20 years old, but they are doing that now. These kids are coming out. When you look at Dustin Johnson and Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler, they're all in great shape. Rory McIlroy is a machine, you know, and so – for me to compete, I have to be going in the gym as well. I have to stay loose. My biggest thing now is just stretching and staying loose. I don't really need to get that much stronger, but I'm going to get stiffer and tighter. The swing's going to get shorter. So I have to stay loose to be able to compete, to keep my distance up. And as with any sport, it gets more and more competitive. You have to have sharper mind. You have to have better skills, and you have to be in better shape, or you're not going to be able to keep up.
We're talking with Davis Love III. PGA Championship returns to the metropolitan area this year at my home course, Baltusrol. You won it in the New York metropolitan area, winning at Wingfoot. What's it like to win in New York at a storied venue like Wingfoot?
Oh, it's incredible. I have people come up to me literally every week and say, I was there, or I saw the rainbow, or you know, what a win at Wingfoot. And I remember Steve Elkington the week after coming up to me and going, you know what, because you won at Wingfoot, just wait. It's going to take people 6 months, and they're going to congratulate you on winning the U.S. Open. You won at a place where you could hold any major. And so I think just incredible way it finished with Jim Nantz, you know, pointing out the rainbow, talking about my dad. It was just a storybook week for me. And I've always been received well in New York. They've always been kind to me, New York, New Jersey, and I always like going back there.
Are you a positive person in the sense that you can celebrate all your success, or are you like a lot of athletes that you think about the ones that get away?
Well, you always think about the ones that get away, and that's what makes you work harder. Why I don't give up at 52 playing on the PGA Tour, because I still feel like, you know, obviously some Masters slipped away from me, some U.S. Open slipped away from me, and you don't want to give up on the dream. But I'm always a glass half full. My dad would look at my round at the end of the day and say, well, you were two swings away from playing great. And so I never sit back and go, well, if I hadn't a three-putted three times, I always look at the positive. I always look at things that I need to work on, and I always try to make it a positive so I stay excited about the next round or the next tournament. And I have a lot of times, like Greensboro, I've won a week after missing a cut. So I always try to stay positive and focused and moving forward.
Your son Drew plays at the University of Alabama. Obviously, because of what you do, how do you find the balance to give him advice but not have it be too much and let him be who he is and learn on his own?
Well, one of the reasons he's at Alabama is J.C. Wells, an incredibly good coach and a great person, a great leader for him. And he tells him what I try to tell him is you have to be yourself. You have to be Drew Love, play Drew Love's golf, and it's really, really good. Don't try to be your dad. One, he can out-hit me, and two, he can out-putt me. So don't try to be your dad. Play your own game. Where I can help him is on staying focused, working hard, golf course management kind of stuff. He's got great teachers that that help him with his swing and with his skills, but I can help him with how to travel on the tour applies to traveling in college golf, or how hard he needs to work, keeping him focused on getting better, motivating him, and then I can try to beat him, and then that keeps him working hard too. So it's been great to watch him play. He's got a lot more talent than me, but these days it's just hard to get on the tour. I think if he got on the tour, he would do well. It's just getting him through the Q school and the web.com and all that to get him out here.
Is that the hardest part right now, is to find out, not from your son per se, but for young players, especially players who are sons of great players, does it burn within? I mean, because it takes that other, there's a lot of guys in the NFL that just hope to get drafted. They become first round picks and they wash out in the NFL because they didn't burn to be great. Is that the hardest thing to measure?
Yeah, it's hard for him. He's seen me kind of late in my career, most of my golf, where I wasn't a young kid grinding. He didn't see me dig it out of the dirt when I was 10, 15, 20 years old. So sometimes it might look easy to him, Nice lifestyle, out on tour, exempt all the time, winning a tournament every once in a while. So I try to push him to say, hey, look, think about how hard Jordan Spieth's working and how hard that guy on the web.com tour is working. Or look at Jonathan Bird or Zach Johnson. Watch them practice. Don't watch me practice. I'm the old guy. Watch how hard these young guys are working, and try to show him that it's not easy. He's going to have to not rely just on talent. That hard work and talent is what and a desire is what makes you successful.
Davis, you've played at North Carolina. Carolina Panthers have had a fantastic year. Cam Newton has grown into a wonderful player. Are you excited about the Carolina Panthers and what they've done this year? And do you think they can beat Arizona?
I am. I'm kind of a bandwagon guy. My son and my daughter both went to Alabama, so I'm an Alabama football fan now. Of course, North Carolina basketball. North Carolina is my football team. But I'm a Falcons fan from being a little kid, but I'm starting to jump on that Carolina Panther bandwagon. Love what Cam Newton's doing. I think they can go all the way. The Falcons, just narrowly beat them, the only loss they had this season. So I think they're on a mission this year, and they're looking good.
As a guy who succeeds on the PGA Tour and is a Champions Tour player, is it fun watching Tom Brady and Peyton Manning at their age still perform at a high level?
Yeah, and I'm a huge Peyton Manning fan because I love the way he plays and his family. But he had the same neck surgery as I did, and he had it before me, so he's been my inspiration. Hey, if a guy can have two-level neck fusion and come back and get tackled as much as he gets tackled and still perform at a high level, then golf's going to be easy. So I'm always pulling for Peyton. It's going to be tough for me to watch the playoffs. I don't know who to pull for, but always a Peyton Manning fan, and it's just amazing what he's done. And, all the way Roethlisberger, all these quarterbacks at an older age still competing and still doing well gives me hope.
All right, final question. If you were able to put together a little dinner group, just a bunch of guys, non-family, and you could pick any four or five guys to sit and have dinner with and just talk sports, talk career, talk life, who would be your dream guys at a dinner table?
Well, I'm working on that right now. I'm working on some guys to help me as a coach. But Nick Saban and Hugh Freeze are my two guys. Larry Fedora from North Carolina has offered to help me out. And then Roy Williams from Carolina basketball. So right now those four are my targets to help me learn to be a better coach. So I think that'd be a pretty good steak dinner to take all those guys out.
I'm going to give you I don't know if you listen to podcasts, but you may want to listen to the Teddy Atlas podcast, boxing trainer. It was he talks about being in the dark place as an athlete or as a coach and getting the athlete out of it. It's not about boxing, but it really is interesting, the psychology that goes behind coaching, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. And I work a lot with Dr. Bob Rotel, the best probably sports psychologist in the country. Done a lot with so many golfers and so many other athletes, and watching what he's done with Calipari in Kentucky basketball the last 4 or 5 years has been incredible. He's had these all these young kids and all these star athletes and building a team. And Coach Calipari has already talked to me a little bit, and I've gotten a lot from them on coaching. But it's amazing the psychology of it to deal with a group of star athletes and put them together to play together. That's what I'm going to be dealing with. I'm going to have a bunch of stars that normally play individual sport, bring them together. So I'm going to rely on guys like that to coach me, to be a coach for sure this year.
You got to go low early here on the Champions Tour.
Yeah. Early and quick. You know, if you get behind, this is a short little sprint and they make a lot of birdies out here. I need to play out here more to get comfortable with in the rhythm, but it's still golf. You know, you make a bunch of birdies, you do really well. So I've got to get off to a good start and not get behind these guys that are used to making piles of birdies out here.
Davis, we appreciate the time. Good luck this year with the Ryder Cup and obviously at the Masters. I know that's special for you to be able to participate in the Masters and the Players and everything else. Thanks for some time and have a great season and good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
It's U.S. Ryder Cup captain Davis Love III joining us on this edition of the Papa Cast.